Now let's continue on. Let's look at some other prophecies, and let's see how they are being fulfilled. Now, as Hayden and I were discussing in between, it's very interesting how these things start. Let me ask you a question. What is the famous quotation for the Feast of Unleavened Bread? One sentence. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. So at any point in history, you're looking at something, you don't really understand from where it started. But if you really analyze what has happened and where we are today, this is why it's important to read history and know the rise and fall of nations, and know that God judges nations. From the founding of the country, how many opportunities were there to get rid of Sunday and keep the Sabbath? Many, 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 many. And then we come down again to the year 1893. Not only was that the year for the first Parliament of World's Religions in America, that was the year that Cardinal Gibbon wrote in the Baltimore Mirror, Rome's challenge to the Protestants, which we've sent out in the new booklet, A Sabbath Sunday Controversy You May Have Never Read. Okay. So you have all of this time, all of this time, and then look at the wars involved. Look at the difficulties that we have gone through. Look at the religious revivals that came along. And they all neglected the most important thing, the Sabbath day, to let them know truly who God is. So because of that, then it degenerated down into you have a religion of grace with no law, which then creates lawlessness. And then all of these other things start multiplying and adding on, just like leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. And so now we are here with the whole lump leavened. Let's continue on and see the prophecy that we are witnessing today that we have warned of for many years that was going to happen. Come back to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. And again, I ask you to read the whole of Deuteronomy 28 and realize what is happening. Deuteronomy 28. And think about it. Not only is this for Israel, but particularly for Israel, but also many parts of it are for the other nations of the world because of their idolatry and Satanism and so forth. Look at the abject nations of the world. The ones that are most deeply involved in demonic worship, witchcraft, superstition. What is the level of their daily life? But hand to mouth. Look at South Africa. We have an article coming from the manager of our office down there, Helmut Berger. He wrote it before Obama was elected, and we decided to withhold it until we see how he's doing. But it will be coming very soon. And the same thing happened down in South Africa, and South Africa was a warning to all the nations of Israel when it happened. When Mandela took over as president. And in that article, you find out what happened to the people. And isn't it interesting, there's a perverse quirkness of the human mind. You see it over there, you say to yourself, why, that couldn't possibly happen here. Isn't that true? And you see what happened to the Anglo-Saxon and the Hollanders and Dutch Afrikaners down in South Africa, and you think, oh, that's terrible, but it will never happen here. And therefore, we didn't take notice of what happened. So when you get the article, you will see Deuteronomy 28, past tense, already happened in South Africa. So let's look at it contemporary, present tense, happening in America, and Britain is 5 years ahead of us. Let's read it, beginning in verse 32. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail for them for all the day long. And there shall be no power in your hand. We're going to come to a point that there is nothing we can do. The fruit of your land and all of your labor shall be eaten up by a nation which you know not. That has been happening and will continue to happen. And you shall only be oppressed and crushed always. We haven't known that yet, but that's coming. Read some of the laws of what they want to do, some of the things that they are proposing. And you shall be driven mad because of that which you shall see with the sight of your eyes. The Lord shall strike you in the knees and in the legs with an evil ulcer that cannot be healed, from the sole of the foot to the top of your head. And read Isaiah, the first chapter, where it says that you are sick from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord shall bring upon you and your king, which you shall set over you. And remember, we just had an election, more likened to the coronation of a king than any other president before, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. Isn't it interesting? Our president is really an alien and has not had the honesty to produce a valid birth certificate. Now that shows you how dishonest we are as a people. And you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among the nations where the Lord shall lead you. Who knows where we will go? Who knows what will happen in America? The Russians are predicting that we will disintegrate into seven regions in the lower 48 states. Wonder, will it happen? You shall carry out much seed into the field, and you shall gather little in, for the locust shall eat it, and other bugs, and things like that. And we have these wonderful, modern, scientific seed companies who have invented a death seed. You ever heard of that? That's what they want to sell. So you are enslaved as a farmer or a rancher to them to buy their seed because it will not reproduce its own seed once you plant it in the ground and the plant has grown. It is a death seed. Now think what that will do to the health of the people if they ever get it out. So far, they've stopped it. In Connecticut, they're talking about outlawing private gardens. because we don't know whether there might be salmonella there or not. And we don't know how they're going to treat the food or not. Insanity has come upon us. And we think, oh, Connecticut, that's way away, but over here in Idaho and Washington, that won't happen. When you first heard of homosexuals in San Francisco and Greenwich Village in New York, you probably said the same thing. Oh, that'll never happen here. You shall plant vineyards and dress them, but neither drink the wine nor gather, for the worm shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your coast, and you shall not anoint yourself with oil, for your olive tree shall drop off its fruit. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them. Wow, doesn't that describe modern families today? Can't enjoy your own kids, because they'll tell you to go to hell. I'm going to do my own thing, as they march out the door with their nose jewels, pierced tongues, tattoos, and occult music, their brains and their minds scrambled with everything that they have been taught and mixed together like an absolute cesspool of poison, so that their minds are incapable of thinking rational thoughts any longer. For they shall go into captivity. Could very well be. They're unemployable. Where are they going to work? What are they going to do? What do you think some of these criminal gangs will do when they come across some of these snot-nosed teenagers? Oh, but that'll never happen here. All your trees and the fruit of your land the locust shall possess. The stranger dwelling among you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. We are on the downward slide. Now, when it says very high, and it says very low, God means it. I don't know about you, but in California, you can walk into a store and you think for sure you're in a foreign country. Maybe somewhere in Asia or somewhere in South America. And in Detroit, you can go into some of the stores in Dearborn, which is a suburb of Detroit, and you will swear that you're in a Muslim country because the Muslims rule that section of town. And that's where the first Muslim representative was sworn in on a Quran. Remember that? Yes. And remember Louis Farrakhan in Chicago? And his Nation of Islam church? Which is really nothing more than a large army of thugs. But that will never happen here. How about the native Indians in this area? Will be brought down very low. That's happening. There are people who are unemployed because they cannot speak Spanish. You walk into the post office and sometimes you're inclined to say, do you have a clerk here that speaks English? He shall loan to you and you shall not loan to him. He shall be the head and you shall be the tail. We owe money to everybody in the world. What did the Chinese recently say? The Minister of Finance in China said, America, we hate you because we've got all of these bonds and they may become worthless. So Hillary makes a trip over there and says, now please buy our bonds because we're joined to the hip economically. But her message was when she came back, Bernanke, you better print up $700 billion to buy the bonds back from the Chinese because they don't want them. Yes, two comments were made. The first one was that several years ago, Hillary went over there and Bill went over there too and told them that Tiananmen Square was wrong. You know what their answer is going to be? Yeah, you can castigate us, but we'll bring Tiananmen Square to you. And then the other comment was the Chinese and the other ones are going to demand collateral. Question. Are there laws on the books to confiscate your homes? Question. Did you know that there are two United States of America? One the country and one the corporation formed under FDR and put under maritime law instead of common law so that the state could borrow from the Federal Reserve, which is an international banking institution. It had nothing to do with the government. And I'm trying to get verification. I got a report that they send offshore all their profits. Wonder where that goes. Bring you up to date. How are the other countries going to rule us economically? Got a report right here. I gave a sermon on it some time ago. Here's a nice, wonderful picture of that friendly man, Vladimir Putin, who is pitching for global currency, as Sarkozy of France and various other ones are. And guess what's going on now in England is the G7 meetings with Russia there, you know, 7+1. They have a new group called the G20. And the G20 are the leading banking nations of the world, which control 95 to 98% of all the economies and monies in the world. They're trying to work on a solution to solve the problem with the dollar. Now, it's a difficult problem to solve because everybody has to deal in dollars. While at the same time the dollar is going down, all of the other dollars, all of the other currencies in the world are also going down. So keep your eyes on a coming single global currency. Now, what has to happen to bring that about? No, not the demise of the dollar, of all economies. And you level the playing field so that the laborer in China will be paid in the world currency the same as laborers in America, and since we're being brought down to nothing, we will both be on an even scale, correct? Yes. So think about that in relationship to what is happening. And also remember this, every prophecy of the Bible will be fulfilled to its maximum, not its minimum. Keep that in mind. A lot of people like to try and hurry up and rush things along and say, you know, it says there the temple in Revelation 11. Well, do you suppose that could be a holy place? Or do you suppose it could be a temple, a tabernacle? And my answer is no. You think the Jews would settle for a little piece of ground blessed when they have everything ready to go for the temple? No, they're going to build the temple. When it's time to build it, they'll build it, and they'll build it in a hurry because it's really a small building by compared to today's standards. And just like the stranger will get very high above you and you'll be brought very low, it's going to happen to its maximum. See, now God will watch over and protect us, but nevertheless, we are going to be sheep for the slaughter too. And unless we're well grounded in what God has for us, we're not going to be able to stand either. So we need to understand that. Now with this, I'm not trying to frighten you, though it may. Don't be frightened. Go to God and get strength. Read Psalm 91 on your knees. Make that part of your prayer. Because it's going to happen. Verse 45, and all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be on you for a sign and for a wonder and on your seed forever. That means from that time down to the return of Christ. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in the want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord shall bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, who shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Those are the words of God. Now let me just give you a little collaborating evidence here. Let's take one state, and the title of this is Just One State, California. 40% of all workers in L.A. County, and L.A. County has 2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. 2/3 of all births in Los Angeles County are illegal alien Mexicans on Medicare, whose births are paid for by taxpayers. 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. And it's just like Mexico's dump slums. And a white person better never show up, because you probably won't get out alive. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. 60% of all the occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 21 radio stations in L.A. are Spanish-speaking. The other night, after Sabbath services in Arcady, I drove home and I was surfing the channels on the radio. I heard more Spanish channels than English. In L.A. County, 5.1 million speak English, 3.9 million speak Spanish, and the rest Chinese and Vietnamese. I've joked several times that maybe for survival, I need to learn Chinese and Spanish. Now let's talk about totally ridiculous. Here are 14 things where money is spent beside the war in Iraq. 11 to 22 billion is spent on welfare for illegal aliens each year by state governments. Number two, $2.2 billion a year is spent for food assistance programs such as food stamps, WIC, free school lunches for illegal aliens. Number three, $2.5 billion a year is spent on Medicare for illegal aliens. In our area, I am a minority. And my wife is even more of a distinct minority because she has red hair and has very light pink skin and some freckles. So my personal opinion is she's more entitled to welfare than anybody I know. But if she went down and said, look at me, I'm a minority, probably the Mexican in charge would speak to her in Spanish and tell her in so many words, get out of here, we control this. $12 billion a year is spent on primary and secondary education for children here illegally, and they cannot speak a word of English. $17 billion a year is spent for education for American-born children of illegal aliens known as anchor babies. That is, once they're born here, they're anchored in here and you can't get the folks out. $3 million a day is spent to incarcerate illegal aliens. 30% of all federal prison inmates are illegal aliens. $90 billion a year is spent on illegal aliens for welfare social services by the American taxpayer. Are they taking our money? Are we loaning it to them? We are giving them borrowed dollars, are we not? Yes. Bernanke, you need to print another $300 trillion so we can handle this. $200 billion a year in suppressed American wages caused by illegal aliens. Number 10, illegal aliens in the United States have a crime rate 2.5 times that of non-white aliens, that of white non-illegal aliens, rather. In particular, their children are going to make a huge additional crime problem in the U.S. Number 11, during the year 2005, 4 to 10 million illegal aliens crossed our southern border also, as many as 19 illegal immigrants from terrorist countries, millions of pounds of drugs, cocaine, meth, heroin, and marijuana crossed into the United States from the southern border. You know why they don't shut it down? Because the super elite shadow government receive income from them. That's why. The National Policy Institute estimates that the total cost of mass deportation would be between $206 to $230 billion. So someone says, all right, well, we'll solve the problem. We'll deport them all. All right, you come up with the money to do it. Do you have $206 billion to get rid of them? See, the lesson is when we as a people go against the laws of God and God's judgment comes upon us, does God's judgment come upon us and stick with no solution because there's no repentance? Yes. Do you think you could go into Congress or the Supreme Court or the office of the President or Homeland Security and say, listen, let's repent. We'll accept all of these illegals if they will likewise repent and give up their gods and give up their guns and give up their crime and give up their nationality and take out citizenship in America, and we can live with that. They would say, you're insane. In 2006, illegal aliens sent home $45 billion in remittances to their countries of origin. Number 14, the dark side of illegal immigration, nearly 1 million sex crimes committed by illegal immigrants in the United States. The total cost? $338.3 billion a year. all because you got to have sex and kill the results of it in abortion. Now let's read some other prophecies. Let's come to the book of Amos. Book of Amos. Let's begin in verse 10. For they do not know to do right, says the Lord. Because everyone does right in his own eyes. Those who store up violence and robbery in their palaces, therefore thus says the Lord God, an enemy. He shall be all around the land. Is that true? Did I just not read it? He shall bring you down from your strength, and your palaces shall be plundered. Thus says the Lord, as a shepherd takes two legs out of the mouth of a lion and a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out, those who dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus on a couch. Hear and testify in the house of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God of hosts, for in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Israel on him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel. And the horns of the altar shall be cut off and shall fall to the ground. The first fulfillment happened. It's coming. Here. I will strike the winter house together with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall be swept away, says the Lord. Now let's come down to chapter 4 and verse 9. I've stricken you with blasting and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the creeping locust devoured them, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I've sent a plague among you after the manner of Egypt. Instead of repenting and going to God, what do? We say, oh, Obama, give us health care. I've slain your young men with the sword and have taken away your horses. Now, how are we going to be without cars? Think of that for a minute. And I've made the stench of your camps to come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me. I've overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And you were like a firebrand plucked out of the burning fire, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Now some of these things are not going to happen immediately. Some of these things are going to be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. But they're coming. And we will be in such a condition that the whole world is going to hate us and will rejoice at our fall. So God says this, therefore I will do this to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. That's where the judgment's going to come down to. For lo, he forms the mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what his thought is. He who makes the morning darkness and treads upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. So America is being prepared to meet their Maker. And out of it all and out of all the doom and gloom, may there be repentance. And may God have mercy on as many as will turn to Him. Because that's what God wants out of it. God says, O house of Israel, I do not delight in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his evil way. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And so I think we need to ask God to help us, to strengthen us, to give us resolve. to give us courage and to understand what is going to happen. And you know, it's always interesting, too. How many times have we thought and said, oh, we'll live at the time that Jesus returns. And we think, oh, wonderful. And somehow in those kind of thoughts, we set aside all of the judgment and all of the destruction and all of the things that God says are going to go on. Now, it's not pleasant to go through these things. I do not delight in going through this, nor seeing it happen before my very eyes on television and reports and news that I hear. But God says we better warn. God says we better make sure that we are right with Him. And so that's why it's necessary. So don't let these things overwhelm you. And don't let these things be so imposing upon your emotions that you get frightened and scared to death. Please do not, because God is there and He will help and He will watch over and He will comfort. So always keep that in mind. And even though you live clear up here in this neck of the woods of Washington and Idaho and all of that sort of thing, it's coming near a town close to you. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.